And welcome to the Work Life Podcast. My name is Chris Barker. I'm your host. And today we're just going to talk about just work and what it does for us. We spend most of our life working. If you were to calculate how many, just in days and years and your lifespan, how much of work you spend most of your time at work. So my thinking is, if we are going to be working, why can't we learn how to enjoy work and even have fun doing it? To do that, we need to have a different mindset about work altogether. And it's interesting, it's easy to find things wrong when you're not in their shoes. I had owned a business before, so I could kind of understand the decisions they may have been making at the time. And I felt like I made the same kind of decisions, where you're just panicking maybe as a business owner and maybe not handling certain situations right. So a little bit of understanding can help when you may understand what they're going through. And the truth is, they may not stay in that state of mind that they're in. Things may change. This person moved on, and I was actually able to move into their position and learn what they were doing, and found that coming from a fresh perspective, that the workload they had, because I was coming in fresh, really wasn't as bad as they were making it out to be. Now, I imagine after doing the same thing for a while, I could maybe have a little more understanding in busy moments of what they were going through. But I've learned in the past that you're never going to help the situation by complaining about it and finding what's wrong. But if you take a perspective of finding solutions, maybe being more organized or maybe creating a system, you know, the truth is no system will always lead to more chaos. Whether it's being organized or just creating a system for yourself, how to deal with the workload, because you can only do one thing at a time. You can bounce between tasks, but the longer you stay on task, the more you'll get done. Although we all still, especially now, because companies and owners of businesses are putting more and more requirements on to their employees and more tasks because they're cutting back. So it's really, really important to learn how you can be effective in situations to where you can bring in a system, learn how to jump from task to task effectively, and create ways to be able to do that better. It would be nice to be able to stay on task if you can, but the reality is that isn't how companies are running anymore. They can't have the multiple employees to handle, everybody just handles their task and things go smoothly. It's nice when they do, but I've seen time and time again, either they're short-staffed or they're cutting back. So that's my outlook on that. One of the things I've been doing is I am working in a service environment, and so it's for the repair on UTVs and motorcycles. And there's receiving parts, there's service writing, there's warranty filings to do and stuff like that. So I'm bouncing back and forth. And in a normal environment where that runs normally, there's somebody doing the parts receiving, and there's somebody doing the service writing, and there's somebody doing the warranties and answering the phone and stuff, but we're really short staffed. So by creating a system, I've been able to actually make it easier on me and actually make things go smoother for the business. So there is ways to make it more enjoyable, and then turning it into a challenge and making it fun. I'm so excited to handle new challenges, because I've learned that when you work in an environment you've never worked at first, it's very confusing, because you don't get good training all the time. Very few companies have good training. So you end up being kind of thrown into the fire quite often. So you have to almost do your own research and get acquainted to your new surroundings, but it takes time. So you have to kind of endure through those difficult times as you kind of get your feet. But once you start to get your feet and you get traction, you begin to do better and better. You come up with systems. If they already have a system, it's great. Work with it, because standard procedures and systems are your friend. So if there's already one working, learn it and then add to it what you need to do. For instance, sticky notes or random notes laying all over a desk. You know, see, phone rings, you write it down. It can get real cluttered and your desk can get cluttered. Whereas if you get one of those notebooks that flip over and you get your notes looking good and you check them off when you're done and you just flip that page over, you might have information you can resource again. Rewrite your list every day. Prioritize your list. Will make a huge difference. Just a simple thing like that will help. Like what I used to, when I started doing that, I used to wake up sometimes at, one or two in the morning and going, oh, I forgot to do this or that. But I found when I started getting organized and writing it down, before I left especially, do an inventory on what I might not have got done, what I need to get done, priorities. And I wrote those down. It was a lot easier to leave it till the next morning because I'd already looked at it. Every once in a while, when I'd reevaluate it, I'd have time to handle maybe an urgent situation I forgot. But being organized like that helps you keep from forgetting things as well. So just a simple thing like that, having an orderly system, even on just your desk, can make a huge difference. It can even work when you're out in the shop. If you have some kind of system where you can have a list, you can prioritize it, you can take care of the things that are important, stay on task what's important. You know, I've found it's not how fast you work, it's how well you work. And having a system does that. You know, being your thoughts are clear and you're moving forward, you don't have to work fast. You're going to get more done just by being well thought, well executing, and moving forward well. Doing the right thing all the time. Don't take shortcuts that are going to cause more work for you later. It fits in all aspects of what you do. And then the most important thing is the mindset. Being able to have a good mindset is so important. And finding ways to start your day to see it positively, to move forward in a good way with your mindset and have a good attitude. Hopefully this can be helpful to you because we got to learn to enjoy what we're doing, because this is something we always do. I'm 52 years old. And the new things I've been learning in the last 3 to 4 years, applying these principles, has been monumental and has made my life better at work. And I am grateful for it. We need to avoid certain conversations or add to conversations a positive outlook. Find the positive in things. Be able to turn around the situation. So let's take a situation like a hypothetical. You don't make a lot of money, let's say, and maybe this isn't your dream job, or you know it's not your permanent job. What can you learn in that circumstance? What can you bring to that the surrounding? How can you affect great change and bring to that work environment a real positive atmosphere, and have that time that you're there be more of a stepping stone to the next thing you will be doing. And I have learned that that brings a whole different spin, a whole different atmosphere within you, not just the surroundings, but it brings a complete different outlook for yourself. And then you actually begin to enjoy the time you're there because you see it differently. What also happens during that time is you can surprisingly advance within your where you're working. And it can be a lot more fun that way. I've done this multiple times, and it is so true. And I learned so much with that kind of atmosphere or that thought process. So that's my outlook on that. And I would encourage you to begin to find resources on how to do that. And because it's real easy to fall into someone you're talking to and fall into the just the negative, you know, the owner's this or the company that. And it just spins out of control. So learning how to do that with still being honest about maybe something that is happening, but learning how to, do you discuss that or do you move away from it? And that is what I've experienced recently, where someone left and I noticed when they were leaving, they had to find reasons to leave. They did find another job, and this coworker had to find reasons to leave. You know, he was picking out things about the owners that they might be doing. I wish the best for you, and I hope that you can enjoy your work and have fun doing it. This is Chris Barker with the Work Life Podcast, and have a great day.